"Gentlemen, thank you for coming," he said. "I am Lieutenant Commander Neville, Adjutant and Chief of Staff to the Vice-Admiral. Which of you is Greg Cameron?" Smiling, Greg raised a hand. Neville nodded, then turned to Berg. "So you must be the Asgara officer," he said. There have been wild theories for some time that the Asgara commandos were actually a human splinter group of some kind. Now we're hearing a remarkable rumor that they are actually descended from one of the three lost colonies. Is this so? Berg had maintained a neutral expression thus far, to the point where Greg suspected some degree of dislike beneath the surface. "With respect, sir," he said, "I am under specific orders not to discuss these matters." The adjutant gazed at Berg for a motionless second before nodding. "Of course. Understandable." He turned his attention back to Greg. "Now that you are here, we can go through." Neville crossed to a second door, opened it, and ushered them in. The conference room had soft carpeting, elaborate uplighting, and a substantial oval table surface in pale polished wood. Four triangular windows with rounded corners were spaced along the outer bulkhead, affording a view of the stars and the wisps and veils of the deep zone. A lanky, brown-skinned man in a formal steel-blue uniform was standing at one of them, drinking from a glass. He looked round as they entered. Introductions were made. Hands were shaken.
"It is a pleasure to finally meet someone from Darien," said Vice-Admiral Ngassa as he gestured them to sit. "The newspapers have been full of stories and docudramas about your world, but very little of it is of use in a situation like this."
"Well, Vice-Admiral, if there's anything you need to know about Darien, especially anything archaeologically based, I am definitely your man," Greg said. "Mind you, I have a few questions myself."
"That's fair, Mr. Cameron," Ngassa said. "Firstly, please understand what we are here for. My orders require me to place my forces in near Darien space for the purposes of protection and security. The President has invoked the duty of legacy principle, which essentially means that Earthsphere can assume responsibility for the external political relationships and negotiations of a human community or colony if its civilian authority is unable to carry them out for itself."
"Aye, well, I guess that would be a fair description of the state of things the now," Greg said.
"And, in the light of my orders, we are faced with the problem of the various warships currently in orbit around Darien. Can you tell me why they are here?"
Greg nodded. "Oh yes, I can. You see, they're not the problem, but they are here because of the problem, or rather the threat, posed by the imminent arrival of a large hegemony fleet. And when I say large, I mean gigantic, going by what I've heard. So, basically, they have come together in an informal alliance for the purpose of defending Darien."
Ngassa nodded calmly, taking it all in. "I can see that, Mr. Cameron. And accepting such aid is understandable in the circumstances. However, the real problem, I'm afraid, could be the imbecile."
"The imbecile are the real problem?" The Vice-Admiral gave a slightly pained nod.
"The hegemony and the imbecile have had some unfortunate clashes in the past,"